in the limelight. The Yemeni people are susceptible to developing strong COVID-19 symptoms due to malnourishment. The United Nations predicts soon over 17 million Yemenis will be dealing with acute food insecurity, which is more than half of the country's 28 million population. Yemen is also gripped by a cholera epidemic that is exacerbated by the country's rainy season, which starts in the spring and lasts through to the summer. In the midst of the pandemic, the United Nations has made major cuts to aid in Yemen. About 75% of UN programs in the country have ended or reduced operations. The World Food Programme, WFP, has also halved its food rations going into the country. In this regard, we have prepared for you an interesting article written by staff writers of Iran's English-language website, Fars News Agency. The piece is titled New Humanitarian Crisis in Yemen. Please stay with us for more. Saudi Arabia and its partners in crime have intensified their bombing campaign as the COVID-19 outbreak looms over Yemen. This is whilst efforts are underway through an emergency donor conference to support the war-torn country as it faces a coronavirus catastrophe in the sixth year of the Saudi-led military campaign. Aid groups have warned that the fast-spreading virus could wreak havoc after years of war and amid crippling funding shortages. Yemen is already gripped by what the United Nations calls the world's worst humanitarian crisis. It doesn't take a strategic mind to realize that Saudi Arabia, which leads a military intervention against Yemen, also wants to count itself as a top donor to Yemen. The regime is blamed for civilian casualties in bombing raids that campaigners say have pushed the country deeper into crisis. As well, its virtual conference is a silly attempt to gloss over its crimes against humanity in Yemen. The Yemeni people are susceptible to developing strong COVID-19 symptoms because of malnourishment. The United Nations predicts soon over 17 million Yemenis will be dealing with acute food insecurity, which is more than half of the country's 28 million population. Yemen is also gripped by a cholera epidemic that is exacerbating by the country's rainy season, which starts in the spring and lasts through to the summer. In the midst of the pandemic, the United Nations has made major cuts to aid in Yemen. About 75% of United Nations programs in the country have ended or reduced their operations. The World Food Programme, WFP, has also halved its food rations going into Yemen. That said, it's never too late for the United Nations body to do the next best thing: introduce a resolution that calls for an end to the war in Yemen and bans and forces Western countries to stop arming Saudi Arabia and its coalition members. The world body should force Britain and the United States of America to stop backing the conflict and giving weapons to Saudi Arabia for its campaign in Yemen amid the coronavirus outbreak. Even Amnesty International, UNICEF, and Doctors Without Borders, or Médecins Sans Frontières, agree that most of the civilian casualties are caused by deliberate airstrikes carried out by the Saudi-led military coalition. Now that the United Nations experts and human rights groups have concluded that the coalition strikes amount to war crimes in Yemen, the United Nations should take further steps to create a no-fly zone over the war-torn country. This way, the world body can send in medical assistance and stop further airstrikes in Yemen that it says are in violation of the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution. Both Britain and the United States of America are also complicit in these crimes because they supply Saudi Arabia with munitions that are used in Yemen. The coronavirus outbreak should be more than enough for the United Nations Council and other human rights groups to seize the opportunity and call for Britain and the United States to stop arming Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and other members of the coalition. The coalition members are committing war crimes, and yet the West continues to sell them state-of-the-art weaponry. The warmongers are required under international law to consider the United Nations warning and take reports of international humanitarian law violations very seriously and adhere to international humanitarian laws. After all, they keep claiming that they are a world leader in human rights, and they also admit that Saudi Arabia and its rogue partners are breaching human rights and humanitarian laws in Yemen. Then how could they justify their direct aid and assistance to an actor notorious for its violations of human rights and humanitarian laws? At any rate, the new Saudi-led airstrikes amount to war crimes and crimes against humanity, as the illegal offensive has no international legitimacy. The British government makes no secret of its support for the war in Yemen, nor that it is providing help in terms of intelligence and logistics to Saudi Arabia. This makes them complicit in Saudi war crimes in Yemen. The United States of America is also coordinating closely with its partners in the military action in Yemen. Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch have both argued that the majority of human rights violations and civilian deaths in the conflict in Yemen have been committed by the Saudi-led coalition, the side receiving support from the United States of America. This means the United States is also complicit in the Saudi war crimes in Yemen. The warmongers have turned Yemen into a disaster zone, encouraging the fragmentation of the whole country. In the process, they aid and abet the growth of terrorism and terror outfits in Yemen. Caught in a depressing scenario, the Saudis have been just sustaining greater and greater defeats, especially in the last 2 years. The Saudi and the United Arab Emirates-backed militants in the south of Yemen have found such a wide rift among themselves that at times call for ceasefire with the north to open war against each other. Several Saudi army brigades of Sudanese mercenaries have been destroyed in 2 Ansar Allah operations in the last year or so. And the practically bankrupt Riyadh has sustained billions of dollars of damage in the Yemeni army and Ansar Allah attacks on their soil pipelines and oil facilities. The Saudi rulers have long been witnessing growing damage to their reputation and cannot accept this very reality that their only way out of this war goes through humiliation. Hence, their last objective seems to be continuing crimes against the Yemeni population until a pandemic of COVID-19 and other grave diseases spread all across Yemen to ruin the population, and meantime give Riyadh a chance to claim a humanitarian end to this war. This is an open crime against humanity, but more surprising is the lack of meaningful action on the part of the United Nations and other international bodies.